It's the Don Crow Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
How you doing, folks? Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Conversation each day on things going on. And this hour particularly designed to give you a chance to ask some questions of an expert. And indeed someone with a good deal of experience in an area that touches so many of our lives. And that is mortgages and real estate and interest rates and all of those good things. Refinancing, FHA, VA, etc., etc. Delighted to have back for a visit with me. He's not an old man, but he's an old friend. You understand. He's still a young man, but we've known each other for a long time. Mark Livingstone, founder and owner of Cornerstone First Financial. And we're going to take calls this hour, so I'm going to tell you right up front, if you want to get in line, it's like people waiting for the bus. They always wait till the last minute to get on or get off. No, you got to get on now. And we'll get you right on the air as quickly as we can with your call and question at 888-293-9282. Again, 888-293-9282. And, as always, loan officers are standing by as well at the office to take your calls, 202-625-1221. Or you can even go online to cornerstonefirst.com. Mark, did I say all that right?
Perfectly. As always.
Good to see you, man.
Great to see you as well. It's been a long year, but it's been an exciting year, and it's great to be back, Don. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you. And just generally, in fact, look, folks have their questions starting already. We'll get to them in a moment. Alice, you'll be first since you were first in. But we have a number of lines here. If you want to get in the queue, as the Brits say, you can give us a call. We'll get to you quickly throughout the hour. And believe me, it will go quickly with the calls that we get. 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Let's start with a general assessment of the industry, real estate industry itself, the home mortgage industry. What are things looking like today?
Well, I'd also like to start with Cornerstone in the last year. We've seen our best year that we've ever had.
Outstanding.
And I equate that to many factors, Don, including the listeners here at WAVA and specifically your show. So I love supporting your show. I love having coming on and just informing the listeners. And in the last year, we've seen so many changes within the mortgage arena, and interest rates have been held low. There's no lie that the economy is doing well. It's picking up steam. Just today, the new car sales came out and they trumped where they were a year ago. We also saw home appreciation in the last year has gone up 6.8% over this time last year versus 5.5% this time last year from the previous year. So it's no lie that the economy is doing very well. So the rates have been held down only because of what's been happening geopolitically overseas. So the Fed has pretty much said that it's imminent that interest rates are going to be going up. We thought in June it might be in July or August. We thought in August it might be in September or October. Well, pretty much Janet Yellen has indicated that they're going up. Whether it's December or January, we're not sure. But I think a lot of people have gotten off the fence, whether it's home buyers, whether it's people refinancing out of their adjustable rate mortgages or 10-year interest-only ARMs. So I equate a lot of our success to that. I equate a lot of our success to new programs that have come out in the last year, Don, programs that are making it easier for first-time home buyers, programs that are making it easier with more credits to millennials. Did you know that a third of all home buyers right now are the millennial generation? So people recognizing rates going up, people getting off the fence. Also at Cornerstone First, we are in line with about 20 different lenders that offer programs that banks can't offer. So for example, our VA loan, we have less restrictions than say Pentagon Federal Credit Union or Navy Federal Credit Union. They have a specific threshold that they will not go below with credit scores. Whereas at Cornerstone First, one of the things that I do as the owner is I research lenders that will offer programs that other people on the street do not have. So we've been getting a lot of fallout, I'll call it, from banks that are local. So it's been a great year. And again, I'm looking forward to a very favorable 2016.
That's a good place to start, and we already have several phone calls lined up. Let's go to them. I want to give you callers the chance to talk with the expert on it. Alice in Washington, D.C., we give you first ups. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alice.
Hi.
How are you?
I got a question for you.
Sure.
How does a reverse mortgage affect your principal mortgage if you still have a balance?
Ooh, okay, great question, Alice, right out of the gate. A reverse mortgage, for those listening that don't understand, is where you will have your mortgage paid off. So, Alice, if you have a mortgage on your primary residence, you can take the reverse mortgage, which will then pay off that primary residence mortgage, and then whatever's left, you can then have access to it either in a interest accruing line of credit, or you can have what's called a 10-year payment where you're receiving funds monthly, or you can take a lump sum. Some of our customers like to get all three when they go to settlement. But may I use you as a specific example, Alice?
Yes.
Okay. So you are 62 years or older?
I'm 74.
74. Okay, wonderful. God bless you, Alice. So it's the reverse mortgage proceeds are based on an actuarial table starting at the age of 62 and going to 99. So HUD, all reverse mortgages are regulated by HUD. HUD has a calculation that figures out based on your exact date of birth, Alice. It'll take how much, based on your date of birth, how much you owe on your home, how much your home is worth, and figure out what you're entitled to. Out of that entitlement, the first thing you have to do is pay off any lien, a first or second mortgage. So in your situation, what is your home worth?
About $850,000.
Okay, $850,000. Very good. And what do you owe on your mortgage?
About $325,000.
$325,000. Excellent. Okay. So just to keep the numbers simple, Alice, a reverse mortgage is regulated by HUD, and the maximum amount of money that we can give you for the value of your home is $625,000, okay?
Okay.
So based on $625,000 at 74 years old, you're going to have approximately 70% allowed out of what your value is. So it's $625,000. 70% of that is $437,000. Out of that $437,000, the first thing you have to do is pay off your first mortgage of $325,000. And that leaves you with approximately $112,000 that you would then have access to either in a lump sum or in a line of credit that would accrue interest, okay?
I think I've got that, I think.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Alice, there's a whole landing page on our website that is specific to reverse mortgages, and that website is cornerstonefirst.com. So if you go on there, there is a frequently asked questions section and just different scenarios within the reverse mortgage realm that you can look at, and hopefully that will answer all your questions. And then call me personally, and I'm happy to work with you on your reverse mortgage or any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
We'll take a break, come back with more with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial. Our number here for your call and question, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. You can also call directly to the office if you want to talk with someone there. Loan officers are standing by at 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. We'll be right back. Crow Show on WAVA, taking your calls with Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial, and we are talking about mortgages and interest rates and reverse mortgages and veterans loans and so on. We'll get to as much of that as we can this hour, but I want to give deference to you as callers. This is your chance to talk to an expert in this field, so we'll take your calls at 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282, and let's talk with Melanie in Washington, D.C. Hi, Melanie. You're on with Mark Livingstone.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I was hoping you could go over the differences between a conventional loan and a VA loan.
Absolutely. Do you know somebody who's in the service looking for a loan?
I know someone who's interested in a VA loan and wasn't sure of all the specifics and what the closing costs might look like. and what the difference was.
Excellent. Okay. So a VA loan, which we specialize in, we do a ton of VA loans. And just so you know, there's over 22 million veterans in the United States, which is just a huge number. And the veterans have access to just incredible loan products that a lot of people don't even recognize. So, for example, Melanie, when a veteran is buying a home, they can buy a home with zero money down. I mean, that is just an incredible program. There's no high loan limit. There are county loan limits, but there's no loan limit as far as the VA is concerned. And there is what's called a funding fee. There's no monthly mortgage insurance like there is if someone's putting down less than 20%. However, there is a VA funding fee, which for first-time users is 3.3% of the total loan amount, and that's collected up front. But they're putting zero money down, so if they're buying a home for $500,000, their loan's going to be $500,000. The interest rates are better than the conforming rates. So, for example, today, our 30-year fixed rate, Fannie Mae, is 4.125, 4 1/8. On the VA loan, it's 3.625. So they're getting a better rate, they're not putting any money down, and if a veteran is at all disabled, there's no funding fee. The funding fee is waived. So that's an incredible benefit also. So anyone that calls in, I would say, hey, are you a veteran perhaps? And because a lot of them are unaware of these programs that they are entitled to. So veterans, and then I'm not sure if you understand the conventional, Melanie, it's you know, they're putting down the 20%, or there's what's called the mortgage insurance. Rates are still low. And as I said to Don in the last section, rates will be going up. It's imminent, and it's just a matter of time. So a lot of people need to get off the fence if they're thinking about refinancing or purchasing. But if they have access to that VA loan, then that is what they should do.
That is great. Thank you so much. That's wonderful information.
Answer all your questions?
Well, one other quick question.
Sure.
How long should they anticipate that the loan would close? Does it take longer if they are doing a VA loan versus a conventional loan?
Great question, but no, not necessarily. Now, we just, October 3rd, had what's called TRID. And TRID was combining the two 40-year-old laws, the TIL, Truth in Lending, and the Good Faith Estimate into one. And so now there is actually a wait period. So before, you could actually make changes to the settlement sheet the day of settlement. However, now if there's any changes, you have to wait at least 3 or 6 more days. So therefore, what we are requesting is 45 days from time of ratification to closing, whereas it used to be 30. And that's just to keep all our ducks in a row.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Thank you, Melanie.
888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. If you have a question for Mark Livingstone of Cornerstone First Financial, now's a good time to call. We have some lines open, 888-293-9282. Grace in Laurel, thanks for waiting. You're up next.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My pleasure, Grace.
I have a question related to taking over a mortgage. From the court, my ex is supposed to turn over a mortgage.
Okay. What does that mean, turn over?
He's supposed to give me that property.
Okay, sign over the mortgage. Okay, go ahead.
So what do I need to do?
That sounds like a legal question, Grace, and specific to your situation. And I have a legal... attorneys that can help you, real estate attorneys, if you want to call me in the office. But that sounds like it's more specific to you and the situation with your husband.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to call me at the office tomorrow, my number is 202-625-1221. Happy to help you out with that and steer you in the right direction. Okay, Grace?
Thank you.
Thank you.
888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. I don't know if it's even a cogent question, but you've already said it. Others say it as well. It's a matter of not if, but when the rates are going to rise. Any guess as to what those new rates may look like or where they may first land?
Well, really, when they do decide to raise interest rates, which could be in the next 60 days, it'll probably push rates up just a little bit, because a lot of the rates going up, Don, is already included. The market's already priced it out. So rates have been so low for that last few years. We were down in the mid-3s just last spring. But then when we found out that the rates would be raised at some point, they slowly started crawling up. So therefore, I think that they're already built in a little bit. So when the Fed does decide to raise rates, they'll go up, but then they'll come back down to a level that supports what's happening within the country, within the economy. The old adage is it goes up like a rocket and comes down like a parachute. And anything really that happens in the economy shoots them up, and then they come back down and settle. So I would guess right now, like I said, we're at about 4 1/8. And I would look for about 4.5, which really translates to about, on a $200,000 mortgage, about $200 a year.
Now, you've already said if folks are thinking of buying a home or refinancing, but in the former case, buying a home maybe for the first time, what is the real estate market itself looking like? Is it a friendly market to the buyer?
It is a friendly market to the buyer. The only thing is right now there's not a lot of inventory out there. During the holiday season, people typically take their homes off the market. We have seen that just in the last 2 or 3 weeks here in the D.C. metropolitan area, where the inventory has gotten a little bit tighter. It's great for a seller because you have so many people that are interested in this few number of homes. But really, I see the spring market starting earlier and earlier, and that's because people are now doing their tax refunds online and getting their tax refunds sooner. So a lot of real estate agents are advising people to take them off now and then put them back on the listing, say, in January or February.
Let's take a call from Will in Fort Meade. Will, you're on with Mark Livingstone.
Hey, Will.
Hi, Mark. This is Will. I have a house in New York, and I have tenants that are living in the house. We had a flood in the basement, so there was a lot of work that needed to be done, and it had to be done right away. So I was unable to arrange for either a home equity line of credit or a conventional mortgage or anything else in order to be able to do that. And now I was looking to either do a debt consolidation loan and wanted to know whether or not that had to be with the house as collateral, or whether I would be better off with just a straight out mortgage. And I am a veteran.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, as a veteran, you know, like I was just saying, you can go to 100% cash out, cash in hand that you then could use to pay off what you took out to pay for the flooding. You said you did not take out a home equity line of credit. How did you pay for the repairs?
I put it on credit cards as quickly as I could in order to be able to make the place inhabitable and able to keep retaining. It's my ultimate retirement home, and I've got a tenant in there now in order to be able to close the gap between taxes and so forth.
As I was telling Melanie earlier about the VA purchase, VA also has a program called the VA IRL, or the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan. And if you already have a VA loan on the property, you can always refinance and, like I said, take out up to 100% of the cash, use that to pay off the credit cards, and then the interest on the loan is tax deductible, whereas the interest on your credit cards, Will, is not tax deductible. So it just makes more sense to do the refinance, wrap it all into one VA loan. People call me all the time and they're asking for a debt consolidation loan. Unless it's attached to the house, we can't do that. I recommend going to a credit union and doing signature loans, but you're usually capped at $25,000 with that. But you, being a veteran, my friend, you absolutely have the access to go and do a VA IRL program up to 100%, take that credit card debt, wrap it into one low monthly payment, mid-threes, 3.75%, and have all the interest deductible that you are right now paying on the credit cards.
Right. I currently have about $12,000 that I have on an old HELOC.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can include that as well.
It would include that as well.
That's what I'm saying, is you can include that as well. You can wrap that in to the primary mortgage with the HELOC, with the credit cards. Perfect.
Okay. And what sort of an interest rate would I be looking at?
Probably around 3.75. It depends on your credit, but assuming that you have above a 640 credit score, the rate today was about 3.6, 3.7. Already?
Okay. And could I get you to restate your office?
Sure, absolutely. Unfortunately, I'm not licensed in New York. We're Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and next week, Florida. But my number is 202-625-1221.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Will. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Triple eight. 888-293-9282. We're talking with Mark Livingstone, and I want to give time to the next caller, so let's take our break just a minute or so early, and that will enable us to give time to Fred in Suitland. You're up next. Stay with us. Others of you, if you want to join us, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. Talk with Mark Livingstone from Cornerstone First. And as a matter of fact, make this note as well of the number, 202-625-1221. That's their office number. And in fact, loan officers are standing by there as well to take your calls. And of course, if you want to call them anytime, you leave a message. They'll get back to you if it happens to be after business hours. But I believe tonight, as usual, they're going to be...
As usual.
You made them stay late, didn't you?
Of course. Every night.
Yes. It's brutal. And if I, look, I know you're listening. He's a brutal man, but God bless you. He'll help you through it. It's Christmas. You know, maybe the old Scrooge will be replaced by Tim Pratchett or somebody.
Thank you.
Hey,
come on. I think. I gave him Thanksgiving off.
Well, what do they want? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll be back, folks. Come on, give us a call with your question about mortgages and anything related, 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282.